Blog Talk Radio.
Evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Your caller number is 515-602-9657. The website is thetruthisthetruth.net. And again, caller number is 515-602-9657. We are broadcasting live throughout the world. Over 130 nations have been listening to us, and we're simulcast on a number of platforms besides. So if you have something to say, call in. In the meantime, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. It was a great day. I accomplished a lot.
That is good. And it's busy,
yeah.
Confusing day stuff, but a lot of interesting things happen, you know.
Yeah.
Some people don't realize that a campaign is over. And even when, especially when you go into, first of all, the Nevada primary was yesterday, but it doesn't have anything to do with the Republicans because they don't have any delegates in the primary. All 26, I believe, delegates was in the caucus, but yet Nikki Haley, instead of going into the caucus, she decided to do the primary. I don't know why. Maybe she figured she could win something. Say, want to stay. But guess what? She lost to no name. And it's really interesting because she got 1% of the vote, and no name got 60% of the vote. So she lost 2-1 even over no name. You know, and she claimed she went to California today to talk about a couple of things in California, And she was saying, oh, she got overflow rooms and stuff like that. Then they have 50 people total. And you know, it's the Lucio's campaign. It's all about going
to grow up.
She wants to hang in there to get as many possible delegates as possible going into the convention, bringing that Donald Trump will be indicted and convicted. Except for one thing, tomorrow the Supreme Court is going to hear the case against Cotterell on the 14th Amendment. That they'll have the hearing, and then it usually takes a couple weeks before they do that. But
so bad is that it could be done to her, and she doesn't even realize that it's a fraud, and she's okay with it. Really,
she's
just
not
like
for the
country.
She's a deep state.
She's evil.
She's deep state. She's totally deep state.
She's a messed up woman. She's a lost cause in the head. She really needs to step off and go reevaluate life, just in general life, and how you treat people, really. And she wants to be president. I don't want that Dreck as president. She's a messed up dude. She has no respect. She has no integrity. She has no honesty. Traitor. She's a conceptless piece of shit. She needs to walk away. Hashtag walk away. Walk away there, Nikki. Go get a life. Go play with your Bob. Go do something. Get out of here.
So, for anybody
who doesn't know what a Bob is, it's a battery-operated boyfriend. Just to clarify. Thank you.
It's just crazy stuff going on with that. Meanwhile, like I said, tomorrow is the Supreme Court SCOTUS is hearing arguments, and you can actually watch it on RSPN Network.
What does that have to do with his legal cases? Nothing. That has to do with the
actually
TV
has to
shit.
Do with the ballot. This is
off
a major
the ballot. For insurrection, that never happened because that guy,
right,
when they went to the impeachment, found him not guilty.
What this does, tomorrow's the hearing in Colorado. It also falls in Maine, and also falls now in Hawaii. But the thing is that the hearing is going to be broad-based, and it's going to come down. We figure it's going to be 9-0. This is one of several hearings that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. This
Amy
is going to come down.
Barrett and Roberts are actually going to vote.
It's going to be
9-0 in favor. Which makes it really ignorant.
There's a reason for that because it wasn't time. There's a reason for that. It's they set it up. They're going to have that case back. They get the complete case yet. The reason for that is got to go through the thing. They jumped the gun. All right.
Let me ask you a question from an intelligent point of view, because I think you and I are intelligent. Okay. And so with that in play, do you not think that most of these people are just criminals and traitors?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. Right now, I don't care what damn what's going on at that point. I care about what's happening tomorrow, because what happens is going to be a broad-based decision. They'll hear them
Define a broad-based decision. His court cases, they're throwing them off the ballot.
All those cases that throws them off the ballot will end tomorrow, or whenever they come to this issue, probably within 24 hours after the hearing tomorrow.
This has to do
with the 14th Amendment and anything associated with that. That has nothing to do with the ballot. The teacher case. That's a civil case. That's what you do with being on the ballot. All the cases that's involved with the ballot, it's got to get overturned and thrown out within the next few days, because you're going to hear it. You can hear the arguments tomorrow, and you'll hear it.
How about in Oregon that they're throwing
all of them, and that includes the 10 that was kicked off of Oregon. In fact, they already put them back on. They've been reinstated because they know, because the courts will rule. They know that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of the 10, and that's what that is.
Let's change subject. Danny Willis, new subject. Danny Willis
has been a dynasty.
Because she played with this guy after she got in office, not before. So that's okay.
That's a mess. She's been indicted. She's going to jail. All 19 defendants in our case against her are being dropped. She's being sued for treason. So is the district attorney's office.
It's okay to play with some woman's husband. It's okay to be just a...
That's a moral issue, and that's up to the individual system.
That's disgusting, and the husband did it.
I think they both have power driven.
That is collusion. The case having intimacy and taking money from the White House. It's just corrupt.
Yes. It is corrupt. That's why all 19. That's why not only the 19 defendants in the Trump case is going to be squashed, and they're going to be turned around soon. But every other case that Barney Willis is involved in is now being looked at and could be overturned and she'd be subject to a lot of stuff.
When she went to the White House, her and her
boyfriend.
Whatever it is. Oh, is that what we're calling it?
It's collusion. It's collusion.
Gigolo went to the White House. Who did they meet with in that house?
Probably Biden.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Okay. We got this paper trail. All this is stuff going to come back.
You don't think it was Larry Klein, the chief of staff?
No, Larry Klein is no longer chief of staff. No, it's not him. I'm not sure right now, but the point is, it doesn't matter. It's a matter of months that it'll all be gone.
We need to know each and every criminal that is flying in that house.
Well, I don't even think they know. They don't even know one of their secretaries is missing for a period of time. You know, like the defense secretary. So
has he been fired yet?
No, not yet.
Name that Kennedy and Mayorkas. That was a hoot today.
That was okay. This is what's. By the way, the schedule for another impeachment vote next week. Probably Wednesday. We'll go from there.
Why did those four not vote for it?
Well, one said that it'll set a bad precedent. The guy from California saying that he believes that yes, Mayorkas did all these bad things and stuff, but it'll set a precedent to fire him like that because it's not what the founding fathers intended the impeachment clause to be used for. That's what he said. The guy that switched, I believe it's North Carolina representative, he did that because he didn't want, because it was a 115-115 tie, we couldn't bring it back on the floor at a later date. So he switched it to make it, we lose 114-116. That's a procedural vote because we already knew that we're going to bring it up when we have everybody in the arena on next week. So that's what that was done, and we can't blame him.
We didn't have enough Republican votes to pass it at 218.
No, we don't have 218 because we do have 216. We would have 216 if we had.
We're only missing two. We're missing Scalise, and we have fired DeSantos. No, no. So we
yeah,
had
but we got we okay, but
so
that yeah, but the deal is also we have. In a special election next Tuesday to take over Santa's seat.
So, you're not hearing me. Hear me. Listen, we had 219. We would have passed.
No, we did. We had one. We had two. We had two people. We had three Republicans.
We had
switch.
221. Don't we have 221?
We had three Republicans switch. And one wasn't there, so we would have been short by one. So in order to lose,
no,
not to
stop.
Lose.
Take a breath. How many total Republicans do we have in the House?
Right now, 220.
Plus we're missing two, right?
No, we have 220 total.
So, okay, so 220 minus two would make it 218. Is that correct?
Right, but we lost three votes.
So we could have passed the bill.
No, you couldn't have.
What?
Scarlett, it's got the right way. They did it the right way to save the bills to get everybody in next week. They did it the right way. It's nothing wrong there. Everything is done right.
Can I say something? 218 controls the House. I don't know what you're
right
talking
now, about. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Majority controls the House.
I think it's fucked up. I think our system in Washington D.C. is a total failure, and you can you can slice it, you can dice it, you can mince it. I don't give a shit. It's a failure. Stop giving me the bullshit. Next,
yeah, in the meantime, the Senate bills both died. The one that
helped them to build it. How does that help anything?
Yeah, the Senate bill, the $118 billion bill that was supposed to get $60 billion to Ukraine and $14 billion to someplace else and $20 million to the border and stuff like that, that died. Then Schumer tried to take out the border and just put monies for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and that died.
That's excellent. It died, but the Republicans helped to create it, and that's a problem.
Right, and couple things changed.
They got it done. But the point is, you know why it died? Because all of their constituents called them and told them, "You fucking vote it down, or we're going to slice and dice you." There you go.
Actually, that, and you know what, the number one reason why it died? And they,
no,
the,
I don't know.
Senate bill? Trump
told
Trump.
Them he will torch them when he gets
he
in.
He said, and I quote, if you pass that deal is a real losing. If you vote for that bill, your career is over.
With nothing. Nothing.
Right.
You will
and
walk
that's
out
why
of your office with nothing. Just the clothes on your back.
Yeah, and even Mitch McConnell voted no in this time. And he saw the handwriting.
That's because he wants to keep his seat.
Yeah, but he's only there to the end of his term. He already said that he's retiring afterwards, so he's
there
done.
For another 4 years.
No matter, it's not going to be. He knows. He knows.
Be there, Joe. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Doesn't matter. He's not going to be the majority leader in the Senate. That's going to be Ted Cruz. It's already been announced.
They
he knows he's done.
They have to vote
they,
for
they
it.
They did. They did.
They have
Ted
to
Cruz
vote
won.
For it. Okay.
Ted, they did, and Ted Cruz
Do
won.
Do you understand me? I'm not a crazy lady here. Do you understand me? Do you think I'm wrong?
No.
Thank you.
No, nobody wants the old.
What happened to Hunter? Where's Hunter? Hunter sort of is disappeared.
He's on trial.
That's
all I can tell you. He's on trial.
Where?
California.
You know he's not going to be found guilty because Daddy's going to make sure of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
And he's going to pardon him. Leo will pardon him. You know that. No Biden will ever go to jail. Just like Hillary don't go to jail. Just like nobody from the Epstein bullshit go to jail. They still don't they're not resolving the human trafficking crisis that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, where are all the children from Maui? Have they found them?
No.
Have they built Maui back? Of course not.
No.
What's going on in East Palestine in Ohio? Want to know? Nothing.
Yeah, Biden was supposed to come to visit East Palestine, and they told him to get we don't want you there. But he hasn't showed up, so she has to show up.
They need scientists and chemists to clean that shit up, to make it healthy again, the air, the water, the land. People are getting sick because of Obama. Because Obama did that train wreck. I don't give a shit what you say. That piece of dog did it. Fake presidency, huh? Well, he's not the real president. And so is Nikki Haley getting money?
No. I think her money is gone. Oh, here's the vote total for Nevada yesterday's primary.
Right.
None of these candidates got 60.4%. Nikki Haley got 33%. Yes. Mike Pence got 4%. Tim Scott got
1%. Oh, 4%? What did Nikki Haley get?
Nikki Haley got 33%, and none of the candidates got over 60.
What did Biden get?
He won that because he has nobody running against him.
Where's Dean Phillips?
He already
what
got like 1%.
What happened to Bobby Jr.?
He has his own. He won his the Libertarian. He's a Libertarian or independent candidate. He's not on the Democratic end.
How about Manchin? What's he doing?
Same thing. He's not joining. Manchin's not joining in the race until, as an independent, no name party is gonna be on in Super Tuesday. I think he said they're doing it.
Does he have a ground game? Hold it. Does he have a ground game? Does he have a following?
He has a following, but I don't know about a ground game.
Does Bobby have a ground game or a following?
He has a following, but Bobby expects to take about 20% of the vote, mostly from the Democrats, because he's far left in a lot of ways.
How will that hurt Biden?
It'll hurt Biden. It'll take about 5 or 6 points away from Biden.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. In order for him to steal, because you know the dog's going to steal. Yes, he is. These people have no scruples.
But he's in trouble. He sees it. And he knows he tried getting contact with the people that he did last time in 2020. And he found out that they're all in jail or about to be arrested.
They took them down.
And we're working closely with a lot of people, and they're taking these people down to find out they can't do the drop boxes. The absentee ballots are being done with watermarks, so you can't cheat off of that. It's especially called the paper. All that's been taken care of.
Dominion
machines, all but three states have been taken out. The offices and the owners of Minions have been arrested waiting for treason charges. And the three states will be done within the next 2 weeks. And the three states is that I can't name them right now, but they're going to be all kicked out in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and the owners that are still there will be arrested, tried for treason, and hung. They're almost gone totally, and I know that there's a lot of I know you could thank for the Philippines and Germany and a couple other places because they all took care of them and working on that. So it's a big thing there.
When is the South Carolina primary?
in 2 weeks.
So tomorrow is the caucus. Who's on the
caucus? No, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday's the caucus. Thursday's the Supreme Court. Thursday is the caucus.
Right. So we're going to be in the Supreme Court, and they're going to. And what time is the caucus?
All right, in about 7 or 7:30, something like that. It's 6:30, somewhere in there.
Anybody else on the ballot besides Trump?
No.
Nikki Haley didn't run on both?
No.
Is she going to try to? Is she there?
No. She's in California last I looked at earlier today.
Okay. She's hanging out with the stars?
Yeah, something like that.
So
Meanwhile, Crooked Joe Biden has just announced that he will not be doing the big Super Bowl interview. A great decision. He can't put two sentences together. This is Trump said that. Trump has also said, I will be happy to replace him.
Do you really want him to take up air?
The point is, every president, except for Biden, actually did that. So Trump said he'll take his place.
He doesn't sit in the Oval Office and say anything. He comes out to this big room with a podium. He can't. Okay, fine. He did the State of the Union the wrong time.
Yeah.
What is?
Yeah.
Why should this surprise you? The man is a goof. He's a significant goof.
No.
I don't know why, because he broke tradition. He's not a traditionalist. He's a self-pig.
No.
Okay? There's nothing about him that reflects any of us. Really, I would prefer him not to do the State of the Union, because he's just a goofy. Okay, I won't miss him on stage yetting with Hakeem Jeffries. You know, Hakeem Jeffries is a criminal. He's a traitor. He believes in shit that makes your toes curl, your eyes roll. Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party anymore. It's nothing about the poor people. It's not helping the people. It's not doing anything for the people. It's about people who don't even belong in our country. Okay? All they give a shit about is, and they can't vote. How's the illegal shit getting them to vote going to work?
I don't know. Right now, there's a lot of people who are very upset and stuff, and we're working on getting, well, we have a lot of election integrity. You heard me on the phone a couple times earlier today. We have people out there taking care of that
stuff.
Not
in New York. Not
in California.
In
New York. Actually, in New York and California, you should hear the people there. We have people at the potential holy place and stuff. If they don't have a birth certificate and a legitimate license to photograph,
Hulk will put the word out. They don't need ID. Just let them vote.
No, she didn't, because we already took her into custody. No, she didn't. She rescinded the minute that we read her rights. We were taking her to custody. And for doing that, and she we read her rights, and then she had a press conference, and we rescinded all that stuff. But it doesn't matter. We already warned her that if anything goes on, she's going to be arrested and hung.
We
have our own teams in there. Well, we'll find out. We're going to find out real swift, because we have people. In CD3 in New York, which is next week's special election, and it's in a pretty well red area of Long Island, we have the top notch team, and we already arrested a bunch of people, and we took care of a lot of the left wing stuff in there.
They're
not
going to
steal anything, because we are actually the ones that's controlling the ballot boxes. We control the counting. Whoever still controls the counting is the one that's going to control it. We are there. We're counting it. And we know what's going in. And we know what's coming out. And
then we take over the Senate in the new year, in the new thing, in January of 2025. Right. Everybody's situated in and Trump sworn in. First thing on the plate, federal election. You have to show a birth certificate and a thumbprint. And a photo
and paper
ID.
Ballots. And a paper ballot.
And a paper ballot. And you have to thumbprint it.
No,
there
no computers. You go to the lady, Francis.
No, thumbprint with a ballot where you put your thumbprint on it. Like you do if you go to a bank and it's not in your bank and you have to put a thumbprint on the check to prove who you are and show ID. Yes, it's not unheard of. It's not news. It's not reinventing the wheel. It really happened. Okay? And that's what it should be, a birth certificate, thumbprint, and a photo ID. And there should be a database of it. Yep. DNA, baby. You can't hide DNA.
No.
Okay? And if they go vote in person, they're going to put their thumbprint down, and it'll read the database of their DNA. Add a birth certificate. And if it doesn't say, and if the birth certificate, and it has to be a real birth certificate with a certified stamp in it, not a copy, real piece of paper. Okay? Anything else?
No. I'm just on a roll today. Yeah. we got...
I'm just on a roll today. I have
anyway,
no...
What? Two things I want to do. One, dedicated. Don't forget we had some October. From October to now. Still?
Yeah. You're good.
Okay. From October to now, we had over 1 million illegals that come into the country, the southern border. We don't know how much of those gotaways murderers, or drug and stuff, and terrorists.
Criminal to come into our country. It's criminal anyway.
Yes, if you don't do it the right way, by doing it through the legal means, through processing and everything else, like everyone else has done, that's a criminal. It's illegal. And what in the world of illegal that no one understands? If you do something illegally, you're a criminal.
Illegal. Right.
Well, here's something to dedicate. We don't know.
We don't want you. Live your life in your country or come and file it correctly. I want an Ellis Island built on the, I can't think of the water's name. What's the water's name?
Rio Grande.
I want an Ellis Island built on the Rio Grande, straight across. From all the states, one big long building. Okay.
Okay. And anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
And it is. It really is. Okay.
Anyway. Anyway. We don't know who's coming in, and you gotta beware of the person that's coming in. It could cause a very vicious bite. And to dedicate to what we're saying, we got something that we're going to do, and I think Trump is going to do it when he's in South Carolina Saturday. And this is what we're going to be talking about. And here it is. It's the snake poem, folks. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She wrapped him up at all cozy and coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman. Me even why? And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. That's what's happening right now. Well, how many illegals of these that are coming in this country? Don't forget, we had like over a million illegals that come in this country from October to today. How many of them are going to give us a vicious bite? So that's a big thing there. And we have
you know what's going on? The Houthis. He's attacking the Houthis and Iran and Syria and all of them. You know, and they're here. They're here. They're planning. They're going to put it together. They're going to go, boom. It's going to be a big...
We'll figure it out. Wait, right now. Meanwhile, there was a helicopter missing at the Nevada, California. By the way, they found it.
I
don't know if they found it.
I believe it's going to be a lot of boom. All over the place.
I don't know. I don't know. Trump said in an interview, Trump said, they asked him what are the chances of having an attack on American soil. He said, thanks to Biden and the open policy, Biden, Obama, and the open policies, about 100%. He got ridiculed
That's
on
right.
it, but he's right.
That's right. It's coming, man. It's coming.
Now, we had some sad news in the entertainment field yesterday where a great American icon in country music, Toby Keith, passed away at age 62 from stomach cancer. He battled it for a short time. We don't know how long he had it, but he's an American icon, and he dedicated a lot of his songs after 9/11. And a lot of people we know... I've been doing different things like Lee Greenwood did something and Alden did something and Herndon did something. There's a bunch of people we know did something in honor of him, but he will be missed at a young age of 62. So, you know, it's sad. But then we got some good news. Yours truly won an auction and got an espresso machine that will be delivered on Monday. So we got really wound up with coffee.
Coffee. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I work, we've got appointments, and we do. And at the end of each month or the beginning
points.
Of each month. Yeah, we do auctions, and you know,
that's
and,
right. And everybody keeps doing it. And what do we do? We wait till the last 3 minutes to put our bid in.
Well,
I
didn't tell the secret, but yeah, we do. Yeah, we're a little smarter than most of the people.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Yeah.
We put it in days before.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But the point is, we wait till the last second. To put it on a bid if
you
really
you know
want something.
Do you know why we do the things the way we do it? Because we're from New York, not the
I also play the Price is Right a lot, and it's usually the last whoever does the last prediction usually wins. You know.
Let's ask Bob. Oh, no, we can't. Bob, go. No, Bob. Yeah.
No. But usually. You know, that's why you see a lot of people go, this item is like 100, 150, 200, and somebody puts 201. Or if they feel that's too high, they put a dollar. It's one or two.
Yeah.
But
you
when
know,
you do auction,
puts a little bit, you know, you keep creeping it up.
Right.
You don't put the
when
whole
you do
fly.
When you do an auction, you wait to see who has the highest bid, no matter where you are.
Right.
And if you really want it, you bid it up a little bit.
Right.
But you wait towards the end of the bidding. When they go once, twice, then you do your bid. And so this way, that's how you do it. So this way, and you see what happens. But that's how it works.
And then
when
you do your bid, hold it. So you say you bid, right? And and you don't have any more above it because you only accrued a certain amount. And somebody outbids you, you lose your bid.
That's why you wait till the last second.
Exactly. What song do we have apropos for today?
Let's try Rocky. See.
Okay, I'm into Rocky.
Because of what's his name? Carl Weathers, who passed away. He also passed away, Apollo Creed. He passed away this week, too. So
yes,
this is dedicated for him.
Yep.
That's a dedication to Carl Weathers, who passed away. He also, by the way, besides Rocky, he did a lot of other programs and stuff. He was in Call of Duty, the TV show, for a period of time, too, towards the end of the series.
He was.
And a couple other places.
He was friends with Hulk Hogan. Wasn't he in The Expendables, or I have the wrong gentleman?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't think about that. Okay, well, it's sad that he's lost. So, you know, Sylvester Stallone will have to do something with the Creed. Didn't they do it recently, did a Creed?
Yes.
For the franchise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They need to do something called Apollo and go back to the early years of Apollo Creed, you know, the young Apollo. That would be a good cinema, huh? There you go, Sylvester. Hear me. Great script. Great money. perfect. And a dedication to Carl Weathers. He did a dedication, by the way. He did a video on how sad he was that he died.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Okay, well, I saw it. He was very sad and devastated for the loss of his friend.
Yeah, well,
and
they got close.
Mm-hmm. He thanked him for the Rocky, because if it wasn't for him, Rocky really wouldn't have been what it is.
That's right.
You know, and he gave him that dedication. Yeah. So, and Toby Keith, that's another loss in country.
Right.
You know, people, you know, I read the other day that the jab is causing heart inflammation.
Yeah. I urge everybody not to take
the jab. You know? And then they got this new Plavix or whatever the name is.
Don't
do the drug, people. God dang. Shit.
Get that vegetable thing that's on TV.
Balance. What's it called?
Yeah, balance.
And then that spice with fruit and fiber. You know?
Yeah, get that. Start getting yourself a doing vitamins and stuff, natural stuff.
Kathy was never pumping it up. You know, they got a lot of people promoting it.
Yeah,
you know?
because it's natural food. See, the earth takes care of yourself.
I got a new one. Mike Huckabee needs to drop that Relaxium. It's totally played out already. And go do the balance. The fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
That'd be better for him because, you know, he lost a lot of weight. He looks good.
Yeah, he works for a lot of different people, Huckabee. And besides working with
Trump,
he's working with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and a bunch of others out there, you know.
And he supports his grandchildren because him and his wife work over those children because their daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is the
She's doing great in Arkansas, and I don't know if she's going to be part of the new Trump administration or not, but as far as I know, I think she's going to stay where she is.
Do you think Tulsa Gabbard is going to be part of the Trump administration? Do you think she's
Yeah, she works with me on occasions. I talk to Tulsa every so often out of Hawaii. That woman is smart and good. She's the one that knocked out Kamala Harris out of the presidential race.
And Klobuchar.
Yeah, both of them. But I like Tulsi Gabbard a lot. Noam is the VP's choice, and she's acting more and more like it now as she's coming out. She came out making some of these statements and stuff, but she's really doing what a VP candidate is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And so she's coming out the last week or two. She is going to be the VP.
God forbid, even if, say, Trump retires between the four-year thing, and she steps in as president. So let's talk about a vice president for President Noam. Who would be a good VP?
Could be Tim Scott. Could be Tulsi Noam. Could be Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz would make a good VP. Matt Gaetz. I could see him in that role.
There's a bunch of people out there.
You know what? I trust him to be president.
So that's a big thing, man.
Matt Gaetz.
People that think I was going to name DeSantis screwed himself up a little bit when he
He's a criminal. He's deep state, and his wife is just as dingy as him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's now down here concentrating in Florida, and that's a good thing because he'll start doing things, I hope. He's got to take care of the, he's got to take care of the housing and insurance, the industry, and the rents and stuff
FPL,
like that. And he needs to,
FPL,
and he needs to, he needs
complex.
To work with the fentanyl and some of the law enforcement down here in South Florida and things like that, and keep his promise.
Telling, say to everyone, hey, it's never dull. You got to admit, people say they're going to do shit, and you know what? They don't. So that shouldn't be a surprise to you, because they all are a failure, and they're criminal, and they're traitors, a majority of them. This is, oh, God bless Israel, you know? And insulting Bibi is not the place to go, because you're, then you're insulting every Jew in this world. It's a plan.
Yeah, but you're going to find... Yeah, you got to find out some Democrats, some people, some Jewish people in this country are so dumb.
And we have anti-Semitics in Congress and in the Senate, people. That's scary, because they're about all the people, but they pick and choose who's important, the scumbags. God bless this great country. I love my country. We're free to express ourselves, to live the dream, to have fun, to enjoy. To be good to people. Good to people. Somebody learn that. You should read it, write it, and know it. Be good to people. Have integrity. Respect people. Be honest. Don't be a sludge. Don't be a criminal. Don't be a liar. This is Scarlett Butler saying I'll be back on Sunday. Have a great week. Bye.
It's going to be one of those weeks. Don't forget, tomorrow is the Supreme Court, and you can watch it on RSPN Network. If you download the app, you can watch it on Rumble and Truth Social. If it's breaking news, you'll hear it tomorrow evening on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. Also tomorrow, get out there if you live in Nevada, to get out and vote in the Nevada caucuses is tomorrow also. Let's have Trump winning big tomorrow. All right, let's get, just because he's the only one on the caucus ballot, basically, let's make sure he gets a big showing. And we'll continue down the road. And then he'll be in South Carolina on Saturday. We're going to have much other stuff happening, and you got the more impeachment stuff and more other stuff going on in Congress in the next few days. They did about Matt Gaetz did a ballot initiative that is a ruling from Congress, and there are like 70 now sponsors on it that said that Trump did not do anything wrong and he's not an insurrectionist or anything else. And Ted Cruz and others in the Senate have the same bill in their corresponding bill to align with it. So through legislation that protects them and that on the national end. So that's a big thing there. I want to thank everybody for listening in this chat room and elsewhere around the world. Don't forget, we're on 130 different nations plus. Our calling number is 515-602-9657. I want to thank everyone that are listening, Scarlett, and we'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with a lot of news, a lot of breaking stuff, and you never know who calls in. Thank you again, and have a great evening, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men her. there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Before we let you go for the evening and see you on Sunday, I just want you to understand that KGB, that's the KJB, that's the press secretary for Biden, Obama, we call it, tried to shut down Fox's Peter Doocy for asking why Biden talks to dead people. This is Mitterrand, when you say something, Mitterrand, but it's not the first time he talks with dead people, I think. And she turned around and started just disavow them. You should watch that press conference. It was kind of interesting. So check it on my Facebook question elsewhere and see the reaction and how stupid Biden and his people are. Anyway, we'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you again. God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless every mega, make America great again, individual, America first, President Trump. And let's bring back this country. Let's bring our founding principles and ideas. And let's make America great again. Both mega Republicans and President Donald J. Trump. Get out there, vote on tomorrow evening at the caucus in Nevada. Get out there and vote for Trump. Thank you and have a great evening.